So I was working on a project last week, and I realized that as we get older, we are taught to become average. Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. So I was working on this project, which I can't delve too much into because the client's still working on it. It's an editing project, actually, a writing editing project, which is interesting. I've probably been talking about this a little bit more. I'm doing more and more writing. I did, of course, write a book, two books last year, and I really want to pursue that a lot more. So I've delved a lot more into writing lately, but this is an editing job. And it's funny because when you step into a new area, and I'm working on a video on this topic, it's fun in a way to kind of step back, right? I'm no longer the expert. I'm doing other things. So I'm editing for somebody else's writing, and it's been really fun. But this book is targeted at younger people, teenagers as it would be. And one thing I've noticed is that the language and the way that the book is written has this attitude that I remember from being younger, where you could be anything, right? The idea that if you're from the U.S., you know, it's like, you're going to grow up and be the president. That was kind of the thing, right? I don't know if I'd want that job now, but, you know, that's the kind of thing that you're told. You could be anything you want to be. And, of course, very famously, whether it's true or not, you know, when asked that, John Lennon said, happy. And, of course, as the story goes, the teacher said, you don't understand the question. And he said, you don't understand life. But that's a side note. What I'm talking about is the idea of we are full of hope and possibility, always. But when we are younger, this seems to be the focus. We're told you can do whatever you want. You can study this. You can learn this. You can focus on that. And you can be what you want to be. And what's interesting is I'm of the Generation X, as it would be, so just before the millennials, where the internet really became a thing, right? When I was kind of in college, I guess it became, when I say a thing, I mean, it was around, but it became a thing, right? And probably late, maybe shortly after college or right around that time was when we started having our first really internet celebrities, if you will. And those people were, for the most part, at least starting out anyways, like average people, right? And they grew to become household names, some of them. And we have some today, right? You have these various YouTube channels and stuff that get millions of views and people on TikTok and these kind of Instagram and all the various platforms. But I'm going sideways here. But my point being is that maybe the generation before me was told you could be anything, a doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut. You know, our generation was kind of like, we don't think that's the case anymore, even though you told us that when we were kids. But at the same time, even though it seemed like Generation X had a lot of kind of apathy, I don't think that was it. I think we were looking for our own place. And many of us found that in being our own bosses, basically, working for ourselves, doing freelance work or working multiple small jobs. And obviously, as time went on, many of us put ties on and worked in corporate offices and became exactly what our parents thought, right? But the reality is that when you're young, this possibility is out there for you. And it's put in your face. It's here, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You hear that all the time. But as we get older, there's a certain expectation that's put on us. And I think by ourselves, to be honest, for the most part, where we are what we are. We're not going to be any more than what we are, or barely going to be more than what we are. And the reality is that's absolute rubbish. We can be anything. If you are later in your life and you decide you want a career change, you can do it. If you've always wanted to pursue the arts and you never did, you can do it. If you did it when you were younger, but you had to stop because something else came up, money, whatever, responsibilities, you can go back and do it again. There's nobody telling you. Well, maybe there is. There shouldn't be anybody telling you, and certainly not yourself, but that's more likely who it is, that you can't do it. Remember when you were a kid. Remember what you were told. Remember the possibility. Remember that you can be anything. And to be that thing is just something we can focus on to make ourselves happy, right? If we want to pursue something, if we love animals, if we love the arts, if we love reading, if we love writing, if we love anything, helping people, researching things, staring at the stars, you can do those things and you should do those things. Don't think that because society expects you to go do your 9-to-5 job, come home and watch a sitcom. Do people still do that? that's life, right? Life is what you make of it. And don't wait for your 2 weeks vacation a year. Do the things that you love to do. Try to incorporate them into your life. If you can make them a side hustle or a business, cool. If not, or you have no desire to do that, also cool. But don't think that you're not an artist, a photographer, a writer, because somebody tells you you can't be, or it's too late, or you should have done that before. You can always do what you want to do. Find the time for yourself to be the person that you want to be. Anyways, that's it this week. If you have anything to say about this or other things, feel free to send me an email. My email is in the show notes. You can also sign up to my Discord server, also in the show notes. And there you can chat with people about random things. There's a photography philosophy channel, which this probably falls into if anybody's got something to say. There's also a channel just for a voice. Also down there, because I've had some questions about this, I put links to, I haven't recently been talking about stuff, but if I talk about books and things, they're usually down there, including my book. So if you're interested in all this stuff, there are links down there. So check those out as well, and I'll talk to you soon.